Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God, and thank you for the opportunity that we have to open your word. Lord, I pray that you would move me out of the way, that you have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever. Those of us who need comfort, I pray you would comfort us. And those of us who need conviction, I pray you'll convict us. Father, this is your word. You wrote it through authors, over 1,400 years, over 40 authors. There are no mistakes in it. May you allow us to get some truth today that will change our lives and drive us to make decisions that oftentimes is not good. And to us, because it gets us out of our comfort zones. Thank you for teaching your servant. Thank you for moving your servant. Thank you for being our God. In your Son's most holy, precious, and glorious name, we all say. Esther chapter 3, beginning with verse 10. And the king took his ring from his hand, gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedatha, and the Agagite, and the Jews' enemy. Whose enemy? The Jews' enemy. Now, we've already established, and the Bible is so precise, it's absolutely amazing that it gives us all the way down to the year and the month. Today, it's going to give us down to the year, the month, and the day. That's how precise the word of God is. Haman has gone out and asked the king after throwing Pur. Pur was lots. Amen? He was throwing lots. But how long did it take him to get permission from the lots to go to King Xerxes to kill the Jews? 1 year. And the question we had to ask last week was, how committed are we to do God's will? 1 solid year it took for him to get the right answer. He had to throw it 3 times in a row to go to the king and say, the Pur says that we should do this to this people. After 1 year, he sets the date, goes to Haman. Haman goes to King Xerxes. King Xerxes says, it is okay, you can do it. Haman says, I want to pay for it. 333 tons of silver he pays himself. And the question is, he is so hateful, he is going to pay today's money, in today's time, was about $23 million. Back in the day, 474, it was about $3 to $4 billion worth of money that he could spend. Now, Haman was a pretty influential guy. Can I have an amen? To have that kind of money, he was pretty influential, and that's probably why the king knew him and why the king had given him all that power, because he had done well financially. Isn't it amazing that churches get a little confused about who a good leader is? Yeah. Now, should I go there? Should I go ahead and say it? Let me tell you about a lot of churches. There's a lot of churches would not allow you to be a leader in the church unless you're successful in business. I know a lot of righteous men that ride on the back of a trash truck. I know a lot of righteous people that never be successful the way the world says needs to be successful, but they know God. And if you want to be in leadership in Antioch, you got to know God. We're not impressed with what you do in the world that helps, but what we want to know is, do you know God? Because if you want to be in leadership here and don't know God, you're going to get hurt. Not by me, by God. Can I have an amen? But I can help. So he gets permission by the king to spend his money. And you're going to find out in a minute why it took so much money for him to do what he wants to do. This man hates the Jews. He hates Mordecai. And I want to know, is we as Christians, does our love match up to God as the hatred in Haman matches up to the Jews? Are we willing to pay to get God's will done with ourselves as much as Haman is willing to pay silver to get rid of Jews and those he hates? And most of us have to come to agreement. Those who deal with wrong, those who live with wrong doctrine, Our Mormon brothers give up 2 years of their life to go be missionaries. We're going to get a couple of Mormon leaders, not missionaries, Mormon leaders to come in my new members class. We had Rabbi Lappin come last Wednesday. Unbelievable. We're going to have, I want to get a couple of witches. Yeah. I'm going to ask a couple of witches to come to the class. I'm going to let them talk and you can ask questions. I want to get a couple of atheists. Because you understand, there's no such thing as an atheist. Because if it is, they're God and they don't believe in themselves. That's what the new members class is about. Tell you what we believe and tell you what others believe. It's going to be amazing. And here it is, with the wrong doctrine of what leadership is, you got to know God. And this man is out showing his hatred in the wrong way more than we live to show our love the right way. So he's there in front of the king. King says, you can do it. Here's my ring. Stamp it, baby. Verse 11. And the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seems good to you. Verse 11 throws you off a little bit because it seems like the king gives them money. We're going to prove in chapter 4 that Haman does indeed give the money to the treasurer of the king. Then were the king's cries called on the 13th day of the first month. And there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's deputies. March 13. Did you get it? 13th of March. 474. Date. Month. Day. And year. We got it, baby, straight from the horse's mouth when it happened. 1 year. Started in 475, throwing the purr. 1 year later, he ends up going to the king with the power and authority from the lots and the purr that he's thrown and said, this is what the purr said we need to do with the people. We need to kill the Jews. And on that day, they write, check this out, they write the edict and start sending it out. Guess how long it takes for them to get the edict out? Oh, it's right here in the Bible. Well, I guess. Verse 12. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, March 13, and that was written according to all that Haman had commanded to the king's deputies and to the governors who were over every province and to the prince of every people of every province according to his writing and to every people that after their language in the name of King Xerxes was it written and sealed with the king's ring and was sent out. It was written on the 13th, sent out on the 14th, and it's going to take them a year to get all the kings, all the governors, and all the leaders the name. Now, you can't really appreciate what I'm talking about. We're talking about the Second World Kingdom, folks. Can I have an amen? How big do you think the Second World Kingdom was? Big. Not small, big. I have a trick question for you. You ready? Are you on your toes? How many governors do we have in the United States? It's a trick question because y'all know the answer and you're afraid to say it. How many governors do we have in the United States? 50. One governor for every state. Unless you're a politician and you think there's 52 states. <laughs> 50 governors. Now I want to ask you a question. Do you know that you got to get money to every one of the governors in Persia that has Jews to send money to build an army on one day to kill all the Jews? And they got to do it by Pony Express. So I got in my hand today $23 million. I got to get money to every governor to set up a date, 1 year from today, because that's how long it's going to take to get all the money and to all the information to all the governors of Persia to get ready on one day to kill all the Jews by Pony Express. Is God in a hurry? It's been 2 years since he started the process. How many of us would totally be so mad by now that we'll forget what we're supposed to be doing? We are so taught by our world today that we are supposed to get it right away. Come on now. Why do we have drive-thrus? Drive-thrus. Used to be just burgers. Now it's thanks a latte. You can get things right now, drive it up in the stores. Don't even have to get up. Call, internet. And then we get mad when we order something on the internet, it takes a day and a half. And an extra $20 to get it the next day. What's up with that? Canaan economics is messing us up. And all of a sudden, we want God to be on our charge plan. I go to God and say, hey, God, we're real pious when we talk to God, aren't we? Don't we go down that pious road? Talk to him. I know I do. Because I'm talking to God. So I got to be holy. Lord. Hey, I'm being serious here. Lord, you can just answer this prayer anytime you want. I just thank you for being God. You're in control. And if you do this by next Tuesday, it'll be fine. Any later than that, Lord, I'm in debt. Can I get an amen? See, used to be a time on my side of the tracks. I know you guys don't understand my side of the track. But on my side of the track, you used to have layaway. Even layaway taught you how to wait. Today, you don't have to wait. Just you get it and you pay for it. Or you promise you're going to pay for it later. Can I have an amen? That's why we got so much repossession going on. You don't keep your promise. But layaway, you usually had to leave it. You had to lay it in there. Until it was paid for. And don't let your friends find out that your parents had something on layaway. Oh, my goodness. And today, they people buy stuff with holes in it. Am I the only one that's confused? No holes is $35. Holes is $110. Don't hole mean you got less material? We are sick. And here this man is laying all his money out. 50 governors. And God allows it to take a year for it to happen, to get the lots. And then God allows it for another year. But this man's hatred has not weaned one bit. And you and I, when we're waiting on God, and if he don't come through in a day or 2 week or month, we're already ready to go find a new church. God is not on our schedule. Verse 13, and the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, and little children and women. What is up with this guy? What is up with the people? What's up with the king? Folks, it's one thing to have the adults kill, but everybody. And the king signed it. What is wrong when society goes quiet? What is wrong when the church goes quiet? Millions of babies get killed every year. In the name of free choice. Divorce goes rampant. When the people go quiet. both young and old, little children, women, in one day. One day they're planning this. 1 year from the 13th of March, 474. And it's going to go and take place the 13th day of the 12th month. That's 1 year from the first month, isn't it? So on the 13th of February, 473, there's going to be an expectation that all the Jews on one day, with all the governors, with all the armies, has already been paid to kill all the Jews and to take the property of them for their spoils. Does that sound like something else that happened in history? How many times have you noticed that Satan has come up with a plan to get rid of God's people? I'm writing a series right now, and it's going to come real good, especially after the invitation has been given. But it's how blind are the people? How blind are we? How can we be blind and not know it? You know how dangerous that is? Give you just a little taste of it today in this, because it is so relevant. What's going on right here? Verse 14, and a copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people that they should be ready for that day. What day is it? 13th day of February, 470. The post went out on the 14th day, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace, and the king and Haman sat down for a drink. What is up with this? I just wrote an order, sent it out to kill a certain ethnic group, men, women, children, baby girls, baby boys, sucklings. And they sit down to take a drink. Hey, Christians, how about you? When did you sit down to take a drink? Sit down. Take a little Chardonnay. I think that's what it's called, isn't it? Was it close? It's a good thing I don't know, isn't it? But I'm really surprised how many Christians does know I was wrong. The pastor ain't dumb, is he? I asked about a song in the first service, and the guy says, I don't know it. I said, you better not know it. A little red wine with beef. A little white wine with fish. I'm cultured. Just maybe get a little cold Miller time after work, you know. It's been a long day. Did the pastor say it's wrong to drink wine? I didn't say that. Did I say it's wrong to grab a cold beer? I didn't say that, did I? No, I did not. Bible don't say it. I'm not going to say it. It says don't get drunk, right? But I want to ask you a question. Why do you do it? Why are you taking some wine? Why do you take a beer? I don't. You see, let me give you a little reason why. Most people say it helps me relax. Shuts down the day. I don't want nothing to help Ken Hutchinson shut down and relax more than the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. God! I'm in love with some Jesus. And it eliminates me from being quiet when I see something happening like this. Now check this out. Look what it says. After it says they took a drink, but the city, Shushan, was perplexed. Perplexed. Who do you think in Shushan was perplexed? Who? No, everybody. The Jews was really perplexed. They was double perplexed because it was at them. But it says the city was perplexed that something like this is coming from their leaders. But my question is, who said anything about it? Maybe. They was a little paralyzed by fear. Maybe they was thinking if it can happen to them. And I speak up, maybe it can happen to me. The tax on the church today. You know why many churches don't speak up? It isn't because they don't think things are wrong. They just want to be left alone. They don't want to be like that crazy pastor over there on the east side that don't know to keep his mouth shut. That would call a spade a spade. Call a skunk a skunk. And call a wrong. I don't get perplexed. You speak out. Did anyone here speak out? Blinded by fear of the king and Haman because of the money they got to kill another group. And I better keep my mouth shut because if they'll do it to the Jews, he may pay to do it to me. Do you know some more biblical examples? This pastor's not just not throwing his jaws open, which is easy for me to do. My spiritual gifts is fleetness of the tongue. I read about that the other day. Well, would you like to turn with me, please, to the book of Exodus? You know, when they was exiting. The whole conversation starts with Moses and God. Moses has learned this lesson, and that is go to the desert for 40 years, boy. You don't take things in your own hand. And after 40 years, Moses don't know how to talk. And God is pretty happy with that. Can I have an amen? And in Exodus chapter 3, beginning of verse 11, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? I love it. Can I get an amen? Who am I to go to Pharaoh? God says, I don't think I asked you who you were. How many of you ever said, well, I can't say that. Who am I to tell them that? You know why you're not doing it? You're asking the wrong question. It isn't about you. It's about whether God chose you. Wow! Can the pastor get an amen from some people out there? Who said you got to be someone to do God's will? He used a jackass to speak to a prophet. I guarantee you every one of us can fit that bill. And I don't know about you, but something's wrong with the prophet. That prophet was not a brother. Duncan speaks to a black man, he's gone. Why did you hit me? I ain't gonna hit you no more. I'm gone. Bye. I'm gonna agitate some gravel. I'm sorry, folks, but you know, it takes another type of person to talk back to a donkey. And most of them got a long sleeve tuxedo on in a padded room. Who am I to go to Pharaoh? It isn't about who you are, Moses. It's who's sending you. That's what God said. You know that song? Certainly I will be with you. Moses. What happened when you first started talking to him, baby? This is how God, you know how God got to have a conversation. He's got to have a sense of humor. Moses, come on, Moses. Over here. Look, face me. How did I first talk to you, Moses? Burning bush? Mm-hmm. Did I ask the bush? Did the bush turn around and ask me, who am I to talk to Moses? I can't hear you, Jerry. God says, you see, if you let me burn, any bush you do, and you won't be consumed. It ain't about you, Moses. It's I am with you. Moses said, okay. Verse 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and they shall ask me, the God of your father has sent me. When they ask, what is his name? What am I going to say? So you just tell them I am that I am. Maha! YHWH, been translated Yahweh, been translated Adonai, been translated Jehovah. But we don't know what it said. How do you pronounce YHWH? How do you? Oh, you're laughing. How would you pronounce? They only mentioned like every 8 years, it was so holy that they forgot how to say it. I am that I am. What did he mean when he said I'm? You got to know. Moses going, They ain't going to believe that. You got to give me something better. How many times do we question God to tell us? He wants us to do something. You go, March around that wall 7 times, then scream at the wall. They're going to fall. Anybody else out there got a plan? Moses, just tell him I am. Anything you need, I am. Any place you want to go, I am. No matter what they think, I am. You just do what I ask you to do. Go to Egypt. Get my people out of there. And Moses goes. And God starts whipping up on Egypt, folks. Whipping them. You hear me? Whipping them. 10 plagues. There has to be somebody in all of Egypt that's perplexed. Talk to me, church. Am I lying? There's got to be one, at least one person in there that got some access to Pharaoh after about that 5th or 6th plague. Someone that got to be perplexed enough to just go, yo, Faye, baby, come on. Talk with me. Do you know what's going on in this town? You got to let the people go, babe. No one said it. Maybe they're blinded by submitting to authority that's not worth submitting to. They're blinded by authority. The wrong authority. How many of us Christians have been there? You ever been blinded by the wrong authority? But it's got to be after 9. Can I get a witness? After 10 plagues. It's got to be someone when Pharaoh says, let's go after him. What? Are you nuts? Turn with me. Exodus. Chapter 14, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the people you're looking at, them Egyptians, you ain't got to worry about seeing them no more. Is that a God, folks? Is that a God? That's the God we serve. verse 20, and it came at verse 19, and the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud of fire from heaven dropped between the Egyptians and the Israelite. A pillar of fire drops down and separates them. There's got to be at least one soldier that's perplexed. Can I have an amen? There's two things that come with a pillar of fire. Heat and light. At least get some Winnies, hot dogs, something. Go, but that alone would have messed up a brother in the army. Can I have an amen? Well, hey, Pharaoh. Hey, bro, look, I'm with you. You know, I've been with you a long time, bro. But do you see what's in between us? Have you got any idea that that's the same God just whipped us for a whole bunch of years with some plagues? Come on, let's take the whipping. Day one, let's go home. Because if you keep going, I ain't. He'll forget all correct English. I ain't going. Sorry, bro. Look at that pillar of fire. They got heat over there. They got light on their side. It's cold over here with dark. Something ain't right. Blind by responsibility. We're responsible to follow Pharaoh. Have you been blinded by the wrong responsibility? One last one. New Testament. Turn with me to Matthew. Book of Matthew. In the garden, Jesus being betrayed, verse 47, Matthew 26. Come on. Oh, I love those leaves. When a pastor gives a verse and you hear leaves turning, always a good church. Amen. Remember, if you ever go to a church, they give a verse, and there's no leaves turning, you leave. Can I have an amen? Because ain't no telling what they're trying to tell you. Verse 47, while he yet spoke, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and clubs. They planned on doing some damage in that garden, weren't they? From the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whom I kiss, that's the one, and came up and kissed him. And the master of Jesus said, friend, why are you here? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus. And one of those that was with Jesus, we know as Peter, only time he opened his mouth was to change feet, took out his sword and cut the high priest's ear off. And Jesus said, don't you put away your sword. Don't you know that if I wanted to, I can call in 12 legions of angels, 36,000 angels. One angel killed 185,000 soldiers in one night. So you can imagine what 36,000 could do. Can I have an amen? Check this out, folks. Check this out. Jesus, put your sword up, boy. He's speaking Southern Hebrew at the time. Well, really Southern Aramaic, I'm sorry. Put your sword up, boy. You're going to live by the sword. You're going to die by the sword. He had already told him, I sent you out without weapons. Luke 22, he says, I want all y'all to go buy swords now. But Peter had his sword the whole 3 years. All right, so he pulls it out. Cuts Malchus' ear off. Trying to split his head off. He wasn't going for the ear. Y'all know that, right? It's dark in the garden. Missed my boy's head. Cut his ear off. Jesus, stop that. Reach down. Pick the ear up. Put it back on. That's got to be one soldier. That's perplexed. I can just see a Southern brother looking over and go, y'all, did you see that? We supposed to rest this boy? He just put that boy's ears back on. I think we better leave him alone. Anybody for some shrimp? Forget the Jewish law. I'm going to have me some bottom feeders right now. Where are we? Where are we? Why are we so blind? We see what's going on in the world, and we keep our mouths shut. God is in control, just like we're going to find out with Esther next week in chapter 4. But wouldn't it be amazing if God didn't have to ask us so much? It'd be automatic obedience when we see wrong. Well, maybe they were just blinded by darkness and thought they had an excuse in that darkness to go ahead and arrest the light. Arrest the light.